Well, we have a couple of area fire chiefs joining us here this morning. We're going to talk a little bit about, a train ride that might be here in your near future. Mark McNeese is the Atlantic Fire Chief, and he's here in studio with me this morning. Also joining us on the phone this morning is Anita Volunteer Fire Department Chief Dwayne Murphy. Guys, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Thanks a lot for the time. Hey, Dwayne, I want to bring you in here real quick first. You guys had a chance a few years ago to get some train rides back and forth between Atlantic and Anita, kind of giving people the old-fashioned feeling once again, and you got a chance now again to do that here real quick.
Yeah, it's coming up in about a month, and last time it was just incredibly successful. I mean, it was one of those, what we thought was maybe a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and now we're being lucky enough to have another opportunity like this, and we're really excited about it.
Yeah, Mark, this is a steam locomotive going to pull passenger cars back and forth?
It is. The owner of Iowa Interstate Railroad, I believe, is the owner. Anyway, the manager owns a couple of these, so it's the Q2, I believe it's called. And it's been through here before. I remember a couple of years ago, or before we used it, you know, I saw smoke on the horizon and kind of went to investigate, thinking it might be a fire, and lo and behold, it's a steam locomotive. So it was his idea to do this for fire departments if they were interested in between towns where they run, and to do a fundraiser like this. And then he's got vintage rail cars, passenger cars that he's purchased and goes along with it. So you are definitely stepping back in time.
Absolutely. Dwayne, is that why this is so attractive to people? Is just because it's a chance to reminisce a bit?
Yeah, I believe so. It's one of those things where, you know, the people that can remember the steam engines and the excitement of them coming through and everything, you know, they want to pass that on to other generations. And most of the people today haven't ever seen one, haven't rode on one. And it just generates a lot of excitement because of that.
Well, and Mark, you and I were talking a little bit ago before we started here on air about, it takes us back. For some folks, it takes them way back in the past to when they watch their loved ones hop on the train to head off to service.
Well, it does. Last time we had a lot of people that commented, and we had a lot of people from nursing homes and care centers that wanted to go on, and a few that did, that commented that, you know, they remembered when their brother or husband or whoever left for the service in World War II, and I think maybe even a couple of them in one at that point. But, you know, and they remember them coming home, hopefully, too, and disembarking. So a lot of them, it was very emotional for them, and it really took them back, and they just jumped at the chance and couldn't wait to get on there and just kind of relive that again. And to see a passenger train come in and all the hustle and bustle of people down there at the depot, you know, that really took them back.
Mark, were you surprised at all by the response you got last time?
Well, yes. As Dwayne said, they went gangbusters. We were virtually out of tickets. I know within a week, both cities were gone, and I think within 3 or 4 days, Atlantic's were gone. So it was just a tremendous response. But then when you think about it, you know, this is a very cost-effective way to take the family out to do something. If you go to do a steam train ride, a lot of other places, you're going to pay, you know, 2 or 3 times this per person to get on. So they've got a great opportunity to do it. You get a start at your hometown or a neighboring town and then end there again and see the countryside in between. So it was very popular, but it did shock me last time.
Dwayne, how important are fundraisers like this for local fire departments?
Well, most of the smaller fire departments are struggling incredibly. They just simply the cities don't have the tax base or don't have the people to provide all the necessary training and equipment that is required of us. Each department has to provide certain things, and they simply don't have the equipment. And so these fundraisers are what keeps us in the equipment and in current training so that we can provide the services that people need. And they are the only reason some of these little departments are able to survive. They really are. They're incredibly important.
Well, and without getting too much into the bigger political discussion, too, you know, there are a lot more rules and regulations and things that you have to follow, the guidelines that you have no choice, but all things that kind of ring that cash register over and over again, and it's difficult to keep going back to the well. And as you mentioned, the tax space, it's only going to help you so much. You got to be creative anymore, and Mark, I know you guys have tried to do a lot here, too.
Well, we have. You know, we're fortunate as the largest department in the county that, you know, we've got a bigger base, and we have more of a budget than the others do, but we still rely on fundraisers and donations as well, because we just cannot afford to do everything that we need to do just And Anita has to do the same thing, and Wyota has to do the same thing. You know, their guys need to be trained. They have to have the gear. The gear is only good for so long. A vehicle is only good for so long by standards, and you have to do it. And so we have to do it just the same.
It's great when opportunities like this just, I hate to say, drop in your lap, but it kind of did.
This definitely did 3 years ago. And you know, at the time they mentioned, well, maybe we can do it again. And I know Dwayne and I had talked, it's like, well, we don't want to, you know, run it in the ground per se and become nothing that's unique. But, you know, it's been 3 years. There's a lot of people, a lot of new people in the area, kids, people want to do it again. I think we've got enough time in between here that it's still going to be very special.
Okay. Dwayne, where will folks be loading and unloading in Anita?
Well, in Anita, if when you come down Main Street, which is Highway 83, now Old Highway 6, the city park is to the north, and that is Walnut Street. And we'll turn there on Walnut Street, head back to the south. That's where the old rail depot was. It's gone at this point. But that's where the loading and unloading will be. We are planning on having a little shuttle run around town and pick people up. It's a tiny bit difficult to find parking in Anita occasionally, and so we're hoping that that people won't have to walk quite so far. And we did the same thing last year. Last time worked out very, very well. So that's kind of the plan at this point.
Will there be anything special there? Concessions or entertainment or anything?
No entertainment. Naturally, we're going to have restrooms, things like that, and we're going to have food services there. I believe we're going to have brisket sandwiches and chips and I would guess hot dogs and those kind of things. But there will be food, water, pop there, and that'll be available to anyone. There'll be some picnic tables and places to set.
Great.
So the in between when they switch the engine from one side to the other, people should have a chance to kind of revive and refresh a little bit and then head back.
Very good. Now, in Atlantic, I assume the rail depot, is that where they're heading out from?
Yeah, we'll head out of the depot there on North Chestnut Street. Parking is going to be first come, first serve downtown. The morning might be a little more difficult. Our first ride is at 9. The ones at noon and 3, I don't think it'd be quite as bad, but, you know, we've got all of Chestnut and the side streets and Walnut, so if you have handicap, you will be able to pull in down there and unload, but you still have to drive back out because there's just not enough parking down in that area either. But parking is a problem for both of us. But we will also, for the noon and 3, I think we'll probably have some hamburgers and some water or something there, maybe some pop. Just, you know, nothing extravagant, but if they want to take something on with them, you know, there's no amenities on this car, as we probably haven't mentioned now, but mentioned earlier. So no restrooms, and there's no food service on there. So we will have an EMT on board in case somebody becomes ill, and I think they probably will have water on there. You know, last time we did it was the end of July, and it was unbelievably hot. Hopefully this time we moved it up. It won't be quite as warm, but, you know, if you still get thirsty, you'll be able to get a water on there.
You bet. Now, you said 9, noon, and 3. The train will be departing from the Atlantic location. Now, Dwayne, what time in Anita?
Well, actually, I don't have that information in front of me right now.
I can help you out on that.
Okay, that would be good.
It'll leave Anita at 10:25, at 1:25, and at 4:25.
Okay. So you have to start in Atlantic, go to Anita, and come back to Atlantic, or can you start at either location?
You could start at either one, but the tickets are specific. They're different colors and they're different times, so whichever one you buy is when you will where you will board and when you will board.
Okay.
So it's a round trip ticket. If you choose to start in Anita and want to get off in Atlantic and not get back on, that's your choice. I don't know how you're gonna get back home, but you know, you can do the logistics on that. But it's a round trip. So if you buy Anita at the 10:25, you're gonna come to Atlantic. They'll do the same thing. We have to switch the locomotive around, and then you'll head back to Anita.
Okay, very good. And how long a ride is it actually?
Well, it kind of depends on how much they go, but you basically got a 2-hour process in here of having the ride, changing around, and riding back. So,
at what speed? They tell you?
As fast as the engineer wants to go.
Okay, very good.
Yeah, last time they probably run along 25, 35 miles an hour. It was a nice pace where you could really absorb the countryside and. You know, you wouldn't expect it, but it's an entirely different view from the rail than it is riding beside it down the highway. It's it really is pretty interesting.
Yeah, it is amazing because you might only be 20, 30 feet away from the road that you're traveling on normally anyway, but you see it a whole lot differently. Dwayne, where in Anita can folks get their tickets?
We should. They'll be available at the Anita Municipal Utilities, the Anita Supply, which is a new lumber yard here in town, and then Main Street Market is going to have some. Otherwise, every fireman will have them available, and so just contact your local fireman or else one of those businesses, and we should be able to fix you up.
Okay. Mark, what about Atlantic?
Atlantic, you can get them from any firefighter. Otherwise, you could call the station or stop out at the station and get them there. 2146, non-emergency number. We'll say that, you know, we need to have them paid for or picked up if you're want to reserve some. If they're going quick and you're in a local area, you know, we're going to give you a little bit of time, but you need to get in and get them picked up. If it's out of the area quite a ways, well, we'll probably hold them a week, but beyond that, you know, we're going to get back to them and say, do you want them? Otherwise, we're going to sell them. So yeah. There is a little bit of a time frame there, but anyway, the station or any firefighter.
Okay, and the cost?
Is $14 for adults, which that's 12 and over, and then children are $7. If you do have an infant that can sit on the parent's lap, why, they're free.
Okay, very good. Well, Dwayne, should be a lot of fun. We look for a lot of folks to be there, and I'm sure the fire department will be out in full force that day.
Yeah, it ends up, you know, like Mark had said, we end up helping anyone that needs any kind of help, not only medically, but also handicapped people trying to get on the train or anything like that. And so just kind of a reminder, anyone that is needing any assistance, whether it's, you know, from their car to the train, just grab one of the firemen that day. We'll be more than happy to help you. We'll make sure you get on there. We'll make sure you're comfortable. And it really an exciting opportunity. This the Iowa Interstate Railroad, it's just incredible that they're willing to do this for us, because normally we don't get a lot of outside help, but this is a major opportunity for us, and it's a major gift from them to do this for us, because it turns out to be an incredible fundraiser.
Yeah, well, very good. Well, we hope it turns out real well. I'm sure those tickets will disappear in a hurry, Dwayne. Thanks a lot for your time here, and good luck.
Thank you.
You bet. Mark, thanks for coming by.
You bet. Thank you.